be recorded. Sam Levin and Frank Tompkins and other prominent old-timers. And I thought we'd get those on tape and it would be a fine thing to have. However, when I broached this, I ran right into the fact that it would be costing too much money. It would probably have meant hiring another person pretty much full-time and furnishing equipment and storage and servicing and so on. And we were starting enough with my project without anything more. That was the official opinion. And so it never got done. I'm still sorry that nobody now can listen to the voice of the voices of several people that I would love to hear myself.
Let's talk a little bit about your actually writing the book, A Place of Light. First of all, tell me, how was it that you were appointed director of the History of Wayne Project and the official university historian?
Well, 10 years earlier, several of us around the campus had begun to think about the history of the institution. After all, it was spreading, taking over houses, whole blocks of space, and houses were disappearing. And several of us agreed, Hillbury and then Dr. Henry, that it would be a fine thing to get some of this recorded, especially the neighborhood. It was a notable neighborhood of fairly well-to-do merchants and such. And so it started really there. David Henry decided that it should be done if it could, but it couldn't at that time. However, 8 or 10 years later, we were that much nearer the centennial. We have become, or were becoming, a state institution, and there ought to be a history. I thought of it at first as a history of this neighborhood, the houses, the streets, the changes. But it soon became evident that it ought to be more than that. It should be the whole institution. And so I was anxious to get out of my chairmanship of English, which I'd had for 10 years and didn't want any longer. And it happened that my wife died at that time. And so I asked Professor Hillbury, by then president, whether he had dinner one evening, whether he supposed that we could work it, that I should start in and try my hand at writing a history of Wayne. He said, by all means. He was delighted to have it brought up. Some people may have thought, but not for long, I think, that this was a matter of old friendship. Well, it was, in a way. I had known Hillbury at Oberlin when we both taught there. Some didn't know him well. I was older than he. Anyhow, we agreed at that time, this was in January, I had just broken one of my feet, dropping a heavy limb on it, cutting wood. We agreed that in the fall, in the summer and fall, I would make a start and see how it seemed to go. And I would let him know by a certain date whether I thought I could go through with it or not. Because at the time, the doctors were threatening me with a heart attack. And so we wanted to tie it up by a bargain that way, and he was delighted to do it. It solved a problem for him, and of course it solved the problem of the history department, who would do this, and he felt pretty sure I could do it, and that's how it came about.
There was no objection then on the part of the history department to the fact
No, to the contrary. They were all in favor of it, and throughout the history, throughout my project,